Bradley again, and he's got a big hole up the middle, and he is going to go untouched into the end zone. And Jackson Bradley with two big runs, a 45-yard pickup, and now a 28-yard gain for the score. And Lakeview strikes first, doing it all on the ground. And now they're saying Evan Kuhl at the time. So that time I got in trouble for listening to them. 28-yard pickup for Kuhl, who's got two carries for 30 yards and a touchdown. Either way, Lakeview takes the lead in this one, 6-0. No rush here. Vanderfeest will be the only back. Second and goal from about a yard out here. McKay's still working out of the shotgun with a receiver to either side. Gives to Vanderfeest straight ahead, and this time they get the push, and he's into the end zone for a big red touchdown. A one-yard run by Luke Vanderfeest. And the Big Reds are an extra point away from getting even here. Finney in motion. They're going to give him the ball on a jet sweep, see if he can get outside on that far sideline. He turns the corner. Look out. Niger Finney's loose. 45-50. Finney to the 40. Finney to the 30. Finney 20, 15, 10, 5. Forget it. He's into the end zone for a Big Red score. 77 yards for Niger Finney. And the Big Reds have their first lead of the game. Finney goes 77, and the Big Reds are up 13-7 here in the opening minute of the third quarter. And the ball came loose on the snap. Scramble for it. Who's got it? At the 41, the Big Reds, hey, they've got it, and they do. Witt couldn't handle the snap cleanly, and we get another turnover in this football game. That's three by each side, and Port Huron High up a touchdown. We'll get it now at the Lakeview 41. They're going to give it to Vanderfeist straight ahead. He's got a big hole. Vanderfeist breaks loose at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Forget it. He's into the end zone for a big red touchdown. A 31-yard run. Second score of the game for Vanderfeist. And the Big Reds go up 20-7. With 6:28 to go here in the third. Witt under center on third and four. He's dropping back looking to throw. They'll swing it out to Irby. Irby's got a first down. Irby's still on his feet, and he's got a touchdown. Harold Irby gets the 11-yard dump off out of the backfield. They haven't thrown much, but they throw for a touchdown there. And that will make it a 21-13 ball game. With 3:24 to go here in the third. Well, they're going to line up with the three backs, and I'm sure this is four down territory, but I look for Witt to maybe try to throw here. Yep, he's going to roll back. Look, he's got a man open, and oh, what a catch by Lovett! It looked like he overthrew the pass, and Antonio Lovett reached up at the goal line and hauled it in over his shoulder. And they're an extra point away from tying the game. On third and goal from the 11, they get an 11-yard touchdown reception to Lovett. So Chikai for a huge extra point here with 7:15 to go. So they'll go for two. Lovett, Kuhl, and Bradley, the backs, behind Witt. Witt rolling with it. Witt finds some room and gets into the end zone for the conversion. And Lakeview has run into the lead here, 22-21 over the Big Reds. So 7:15 to go here in the fourth, and Lakeview is back in the lead in this game for the first time since the first quarter. Westrick and Finney split out wide to the left here, keeping it on the ground. Vanderfeist with a big hole to the 30, to the 25, still on his feet, and they've got him wrapped up now. At about the 20, 19 yards there, and he's up over 100 for the game on 10 carries, 105, and it's first down Big Reds at the Husky 20, and here comes PH now. We're almost halfway through the fourth. Big Reds are down a point. Going to bring up second and nine Big Reds from the 19. Shaka Brown back into the game. He's slot left to the quarterback. Finney goes wide left out of the pistol with Vanderfeist behind McKay. Down to 5:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. 22-21, Lakeview on top. McKay's going to keep again, and he's got some room up the middle. McKay close to the 10, and he's down to about the 9 with what could be first down and goal to go Big Reds. Third and goal to go from the 2. Brown to the left, Finney to the right. Vanderfeest the back, lines up behind McKay in a pistol formation. They'll send Brown in motion. McKay straight ahead, battling to the goal line. And McKay is in for a big red touchdown. And with 2:50 to go in the fourth, Port Huron High retakes the lead 27-22 on a 2-yard QB sneak by McKay. Marine City and Elmont are now tied at 14. That one with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here we've got 2:50 to play, and it's 27-22 Big Reds. They're going to go for two. Morris is up 36-24 on Deckerville. That's after three. So a lot of great action going on here. Big Reds trying to take a seven-point lead. Send Finney in motion. McKay's going to keep straight ahead, and he's to the goal line, and he got in. McKay gets in for the two-point conversion, and that will make it 29-22 Big Reds. They're back up by seven. Second and three at the 38. 2:04 to go. Clock stopped right now. Four receivers, three to the left. Witt looking to throw. Pump fakes. Forced out. Now he's got room to run. He'll pick up the first down and more down the sideline. Still in bounds. Witt to about the Big Red 17. Scrambles for about 20 yards there. First down, Huskies at the Big Red 17. 15 carries, 64 yards for Tristan Witt tonight. Two receivers to either side again for Witt. Third and 10 from the 17. Big Reds trying to protect a seven-point lead here with 1:32 to go in the football game. Out of the gun, Witt throwing at the goal line. Robinson got away from his man, Shaka Brown, and scores a Husky touchdown with 1:27 to go, and they're an extra point away from tying the game. 17 yards to Isaiah Robinson for the latest score. 39.7 seconds to go here in regulation. It'll be fourth and about 22 here for the Big Reds. And they will have to punt this ball away. On an icy cold night when your hands are numb, need to make sure on the snap here and everything else that takes place. McKay will drop back inside his own 30. He stands at the 26. Roshan, the return man back deep here for the Huskies, stands around his 25. Good snap. McKay gets it out of there. One of his better kicks tonight. It's going to bounce at the 30. Roshan picks it up on a hop at the 25 and is tackled right away. Ball comes loose. Big Reds pick it up. It's being returned by Caleb Collier for a touchdown. Flag on the play right near the goal line. Caleb Collier has picked it up and returned it 30 yards with 25.7 seconds to go. And if the touchdown stands, the Big Reds will take the lead. More flags on the play here. It's a trip against Lakeview. The touchdown will count. The Big Reds have taken the lead with 25.7 seconds to go. Wow. 35-29 PH. This is crazy, the scoring we've had here at the end of this game. Trips to the left. They've also got a receiver to the right. Here we go. Witt throws it underneath. It's caught by Messina. He'll lateral it back. And the Big Reds will get a tackle at about the 40-yard line. And the football game is over. Time has expired. And the Port Huron High Big Reds have won the football game 36-29. And they will move on to the regional final.